Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. It's Techno Challenge Monday, as nothing's working right in the studio. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we can't read the internet. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one butterscotch chocolate. Ooh, that sounds good right now. Or corned beef and cabbage. That sounds good, too. Or some sweet and sour chicken. Okay, I want any of those. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Just ask me how much I like technology. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. We probably won't, but if we do, the reason it won't work is primarily this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, that's what I said. And that's the primary reason why we don't make those connections. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Today you might be going, okay, it's not funny. Why does this guy have a radio show? Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, that's for sure. We're asking life's questions. Today's a simple question for your benefit. What can we join you for in prayer? What can we do to pray for you? All you got to do is call 866-K-PRAISE. Tell us your prayer request. We'll pray for you. That's simple. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
I am Conor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. I was born in 1518 in the village of Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Shiel.
Yeah, I like that one. That's good. Just a little Highlander. Yeah, it's for St. Patrick's Day. It's a little Highlander, right? It just like made me feel good. Good. Also, what are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. What show are you listening to? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivin' Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning the big 5-0 this year. I want to be healthy enough to ski the Big Island on my next birthday. So I joined Straight Nutrition and got healthy God's way with their cutting-edge nutrition plan designed just for me. Before I started Straight Nutrition, I didn't sleep well and I was always tired. Now I sleep like a baby and I feel 20 years younger. You can too with Straight Nutrition's award-winning team of naturopaths, doctors, and nutritionists. They offer deep discounts on lab testing, nutrition counseling, and professional quality supplements. Straight Nutrition's mission is to strengthen God's body, and you are God's body. Their life-changing nutrition counseling is normally $85 an hour, but now it's only $42.50 to see a naturopath for an entire hour. That's right, only $42.50 for a naturopath, so get up to 6 hours for the price of three. Go to BlackFridayAnyDay.com, that's BlackFridayAnyDay.com, and get healthy God's way. Aloha.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This first segment brought to you by our good friend Tarek and iByTerm.com. Let me tell you what I really appreciate about Tarek. And actually, he's going to be on the show this week. In fact, later today. My father passed away when I was 20 years old, and he had some pretty good wealth. Now, I got cut out of the family because I made a decision for Jesus Christ. I mean, I got cut out of the family like big dollar. You know what I'm saying? I got little dollar. Okay, it was big dollar. Basically what happened, though, is when he passed away, nobody had any money, but he had one-term life insurance policy that they paid on, immediately recognized what was going on because the loving gov, seized all his assets. And you're thinking, oh, well, he must not have had this, or he must not have had this. My dad was an attorney in two states and had the fourth highest bar exam ever in the state of Arizona. So that's not exactly how that works. So sometimes the gov does what they want. So that term life insurance policy was a saving grace for us at the time. And so when I told Tarek the whole story, he was like, cool. And then he's like, yeah, we make it easy, da-da-da. And he goes through the whole process. 15 minutes, start to finish, you can have life insurance and feel emotionally healthy because you don't have to worry about your family. 619-344-2727, 619-344-2727. You can also go to iByTerm.com. Just go to iByTerm.com, fill out the information. Even if you just want to talk to him and get a feel for what's going on, the big three that term life insurance helps, besides that initial event, is it helps with debt, it helps with college education, and replacement income, which means that if you're a two-income family and somebody passes, got to replace it right away. And it's like, yikes. So 619-344-2727. I really encourage you to get involved with that. Robo Producer is taking control of the show today because here at the hallowed halls of KPRZ, they had an illness with one of the people that usually run the board. So then another person had to come in and run the board, and then another person had to come in and run the board. So you're running like five boards. Is that correct?
Five and a half boards.
So, but it makes you feel like you're special. I mean, if Campbell Soup came calling and they said, hey, we need a board member, you'd be like, I run five boards.
I run five and a half boards. What do you take me?
Yeah. I mean, you're just right there.
Plus, I eat a lot of soup.
Well, that doesn't hurt. That's a good thing, too. Do you do the good? Good.
Good.
Oh, you do that well.
You do it professionally.
Good. Yeah, professional. You're a total pro. I mean, that's one of the things.
I get paid, so yes, I'm a pro.
That does help. And then one of the disadvantages, though, for us, just to let everybody know, is we have no IM. I have no internet access. And right now, as the news wire is going, it's just my fingers moving really fast, and then I'm reading them. Yeah, like that. You know, film at 11. Dave will have to take the dog out when he gets home. You know.
Now Dave with weather.
Yeah, okay. That I can do. Weather, not as nice as the other day.
Dave with traffic.
Traffic. Not too busy.
And now Dave with corned beef for his producer.
I really wish I had corned beef for my producer.
It's St. Patrick's Day, yes.
I know. Please. I know. And what's really funny is nothing, because you're Irish, right? I mean, you have that background.
Part Irish,
right?
Yes.
Part Irish. See, so for me, I'm a Jewish guy, and they're like, corned beef and cabbage. And then they show these big pieces of corned beef, like these enormous pieces of corned beef, like stomach size corned beef, right? And I'm just sitting there thinking, where's the rye bread? That's all. I don't think anything else. Where's the rye bread?
I don't even
bread?
Need bread. Just give me the meat. I'm fine.
No, I mean, I see I need rye because it's, anyway. Or it could be
challah. Although rye is one of my favorite breads.
Yeah, but it could be challah. You know, I said that to somebody the other day. They went, challah? I went, no, not challah. What are you, from Boston? I'm going to challah. No, challah. If you can't do it, you can't forget it. I mean, you can't be really Jewish if you can't do the. You got to learn that, though. Can you
it's
do
like
the
stretch the voice?
It's, you know, it's like that. So it's like, you know, chutzpah. That's really important to be able to do. Because if you sit to your fellow person of Jewish faith and you go chutzpah, they're going to go, what?
I'll allow you to do it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right. So we've got all these things that are going on. None of them are technologically happy. But that doesn't stop us from doing a show, folks. Don't you kid yourself.
This is a show.
It is a show. And we're going to do some DDDs. Unfortunately, in the next segment, I'm going to do a DDD that's going to completely bum out RoboProducer.
This just in from Ohio State, Ron. He's listened very thoroughly. It's quite a show.
Already it's quite a show?
That's what he
says.
That's
good. I'm going to have to bum you out in
Study
the next
show.
Segment. I just want to say that. Are you going to be okay with that? I got to talk about the Big Bang Theory.
As long as it's good.
It's not
don't
good.
Don't ruin my... Dave, don't.
Not good. I can't help it. If you say something on television and it has to do with biblical truth and you say a statement.
Now, was it an actor or was it in the episode?
It was in the episode. and it's not
as long as Leonard didn't say it, I'm fine.
Leonard did not say it.
Good.
Sheldon's in trouble. How's that? I'm not telling you who did it, but boy, Sheldon, better watch it. It's hot where he could go. Anyway, the point is...
Sheldon Barbecue Party of One. Sheldon Barbecue right. Party of One.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that afterwards, but I don't want to quite talk about that yet. I do want to talk about this one thing. I was doing my devotions, and I do have a very interesting DDD, folks. So I want you to listen. It's pretty important. So it's one of those, please catch this. It's out of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. So we're not going to do scripting today, but we are going to do a little note taking, right? So we'll do Romans chapter 12, verse 2a. Remember we talked about that? A, B, C, D, different portions of the verse. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 2a. Tell me if you ever heard this verse. I bet you have. This one says this. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You ever heard that passage? I'm sure you've heard it in church. People preach it all the time. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to give you a 35-minute sermon in a minute and a half. Why? Because I can. And because I like fast food. Number one, it says, don't be conformed. To conform oneself to another's pattern. That's what the word means. To conform oneself to another's pattern. It actually comes from the Greek word from schematics. And here's the key about not being conformed. Do not be molded their way. That's what it means to not be conformed. Now watch this one. But be transformed from the Greek word metamorphos, be transformed, which is changed into another form. Here's the great part about that. On the first part, it says, don't be conformed, don't be molded their way. In this portion, it's be molded God's way. So on one hand, it's don't be molded their way, the way of the world, but be molded God's way. And it asks, or it states a simple question, or we're going to state a simple question, give it an answer. How? How do you not be conformed, but be transformed? And the passage tells you, it says, do not be conformed to this age, which has to do with worldliness and satanic influences and godless governmental influences. That's what it has to do with. You can't change that. Don't be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want to hear this? You probably have never heard this before. Do you know what it means to renew? Ready? To make new. It's not as complex as you think. To renew means to make new. To renew one's mind, renewal of mind, is to make new of thought. To make new of thought. It's a simple question. How do you do that? How do you make your mind renewed. How do you renew your mind? Ready? How do you do that? Ready? How do you do that? By having God's thoughts dominating your thinking. That's it. But just put that for the note down. Have God's thoughts. That's it. That's how you have renewal of mind. Here's the big question. Where do you get God's thoughts? Well, it's not on the Big Bang Theory. That's what I just want to say. Thank you. It's where do you get God's thoughts? Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is where you get the thoughts of God. It's where you get the heart and mind of God, where you get the word of God. You want to know what God has to say? Read his word. You want to know what he's thinking? Read his word. You want to understand where he's coming from? Read his word. How you make your mind new is you have God's thoughts. How you get God's thoughts is you have the word processing through your system. Don't be molded to their way. Be molded to his way. Make your thoughts new. Have God's thoughts in there. That comes from the word of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, Big Bang.
Oh, yeah, tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park. Talk about the D word.
Now, let's face it, Tony. A lot of people don't want to talk about the D word. You know, they don't want to talk about death at all, right?
Exactly. They think that the D word is a bad word. People are now opening up, even younger. In the 40s, people are talking about pre-planning, you know, the end of life arrangements.
As I've said for a long time, we made our plans years ago at Singing Hills Memorial Park. In fact, the property's gone up in value. So, I mean, you know, it's all good.
When you do pre-plan, you freeze today's costs.
I mean, it's gorgeous out on the hills. Just a lovely spot. And I know a lot of people, when they discover it, come by and say, well, let me take a look around. And you welcome that.
We'll give you a tour. We'll answer all the questions and help you prepare, you know. And if you do it together, and that way there's no questions at the time of death.
Do yourself and your loved ones a great service. Call Singing Hills Memorial Park today.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Hey, are you and your girls going to the Secret Keeper Girls event at Calvary Chapel Oceanside?
Secret Keeper Girls? What the heck is that?
What? You don't know about Secret Keeper Girls?
Hello. What are you talking about?
Secret Keeper Girls is an amazing event that teaches our daughters about the true meaning of beauty and how not to succumb to peer pressure, the internet, or what others say you should be. Secret Keeper Girls is so much fun. Sing, you dance, you laugh, and God's word is a part of everything that happens. We always walk away feeling so much closer to each other than ever.
Oh, we are so going. When? Where?
It's Sunday, March 30th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Hey, let's all go together.
Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. The Secret Keeper Girls event is finally here. Hosted by Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Sunday, March 30th at 6:30 p.m. For details, call 760-754-1234. That's 760-754-1234 or online at calvaryoceanside.org.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. at Ascension Lutheran Children's Center. That's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Save 30 to 60% on closeouts and special purchases of platinum carpet, wood, tile, and area rugs at Kohl's Fine Flooring. With immediate installation on in-stock specials, Kohl's 7-Up Scale Showrooms and kohlsfinefloorings.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk from time to time. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show? You can always call the station. That's one way to do it. Oh, you can email us. You can do that, too. Would you like the email address? It's my name. Put my name at kprz.com. No, don't do that, because actually people will send it to my name, and there's really no email address like that. It's davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric and Ingrid Holloway. What's great about Eric and Ingrid is that they're very committed to the Lord, and to everything they do is as services unto the Lord. The key, one, we've been praying for Eric to feel better. I think he's starting to feel better, so we appreciate that. Two, if you call Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing and mention David Spoon Experience, $700 off. Bam! Bam! Done. Bam! Right there. Bam! So if you're trying to get new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, call them. 760-743-8803. Bam! You like that? That's my new sound effect. Bam! 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Keep in mind that when you're dealing with these guys, you're dealing with the real deal. If you've got a problem, they'll let you know. If you don't, they'll let you know. All their estimates are free. 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com. Bam! I don't know why I'm doing that. Why am I doing that? What do you think?
All I know is you're about ready to ruin any sense of relaxation that I have in the next 5 minutes.
You know, they set this thing up. I have my computer on right here, and Kevin wanted me to put my name in there and then the password. But you know why I don't want to do it?
Why?
Because I'm tired of the thing going like this when I put my password in. We don't like you.
Is that the official sound?
Yeah. That comes directly from Salem. You know, they can't get the keys out of my pocket, but they're shutting down the network. That's their love. Their love. We love Dave. Yeah, get him off the air. Okay.
We'll start by hacking his internet.
Yeah. You know what they think? They think, what do you mean rye? We just eat the corned beef with cabbage. No, I want rye bread. What's the matter with you people?
Really? Anyway. On St. Patrick's Day, I'm part Irish and you're going to do this to me?
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, listen, what's love for if you
Jordan
can't...
Jordan, too. Jordan in traffic. She's part Irish now. She's hungry, too.
Wait a minute. Jordan's part Irish, too?
Apparently.
How many people here are part Irish? Everybody raise your hand.
I'm legitimately part Irish.
That's one of my favorite lines, by the way. That comes from a comedian named Adam. He goes like this. He says this. Ready? He's in a crowd. He goes, how many people are here today? Everybody raise your hand. Everybody just raises their hand. And then it takes him like 3 or 4 seconds to figure it out. This is the other thing he did that's really funny. This is funny. Watch this. Watch this. Just play along with me. Hi there, Noah. How you doing?
Great, Dave. How are you?
Great. Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
I'm sorry?
Los Angeles, California.
No, I was just sorry. Is that the greatest? It's so good.
It's pretty funny.
That is funny. That's pretty funny stuff right there.
No, you're not sorry. You're Dave.
Yes. Without an IM or any tech help or any emails or anything, in fact. In fact, they told me to shut my phone off so I don't have any access electronically to the whole world. Now, I don't feel empty or any of those things. You know what I feel like?
No.
Dancing and singing, but I can't do that. All right, so here's my spiritual... You asked.
And now you're going to have my world come crushing down around
me. It's not an entire crush down. I'm going to actually give one good point, but two bad points. Here's what happened. Now, whenever Hollyweird gets successful... Did I say Hollyweird?
Hey, it's true.
Wow. Whenever Hollyweird gets a successful show, it kind of gets too big for its britches in a hurry. And then they start attacking God to justify their sinful lives to one another, something like that. It just seems like it always happens. Once you get a show and it has 1 or 2 years or 3 years of success, then they start taking cheap shots. Because somehow they're doing some kind of offering to their friends. You know, pagans offering pagans.
And they feel like they're untouchable.
Things. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, enter the Big Bang Theory, a show that I watch all the time. I've never missed a single episode. I'm just telling you, people are like, how could you watch that stuff? And here's my response to that because I'm kind of tired of people.
It's my favorite sitcom of all time.
Let me help you out. Listen, I can watch anything and differentiate between my faith. It doesn't affect my faith. Well, my faith is 50 trillion times stronger. Well, you shouldn't be looking at any of that stuff. As far as that goes, I shouldn't be looking at traffic. I mean, I just think that's ridiculous. Here's the bottom line, though. When they say something that's anti-Christian, what am I going to do? Don't want to talk about it on the show. Well, they did that. Oh, sorry, they did. And you call them on the carpet. Well, last episode, there were two startling remarks that were made by the very sophisticated and smart Sheldon. Not so smart, right? But he did say one positive thing, okay? Regarding the Lord. So he said two negatives and one positive. All right? You got that? So I'm trying to give space and love, but let's at least be honest. There's a recent archaeological finding that claims that camels did not exist during the time the Bible says they existed. And this is based on a group of animals that were found in a pack in a specific region at the time of about 1000 BC. And it was a big article. People were all excited. Oh, look, this proves this is this. Excuse me. And it's this big article, and it's like, oh, camels didn't exist. Couldn't be. They weren't the normal mule or horse. Well, the Bible never says they were the normal mule or horse. What happened is, I'm going to explain that in a second, but let's just talk about that. So you got the pack of animals that are camels, plus in there, Sheldon made a comment about his mom's faith. You know she's a Christian on the show, right? She's a Bible-believing, church-going Christian. And he made a comment about the book she believed in being a mythology. Now, that was bad. That's a bad line. There's nothing good about this. So let's just back up. There are several scholarly professors disputing the overreaching findings of an archaeological dig with several different elements, okay? They're saying there was no camels because in this dig, they said there were no camel bones and it shows that there were no camels in the area. While the camel is never declared as domesticated like the horse or the mule, watch this. This is something they just skip by. It's completely well documented that camels were in that region for the very wealthy. Guess where the story is that they pulled it out of saying that he was an average guy. Guess who the guy was? Abraham. Abraham was loaded. He was really wealthy, had lots of servants, lots of people, lots of livestock. Only the wealthy had camels. So the Bible makes reference to Abraham's servant going on a camel. Nothing bizarre about that whatsoever. He was one of the loaded people. Okay? So that means nothing. But here's the thing that drives me nuts. There's a cylinder seal. You know what a cylinder seal is? It's a picture. It's kind of like a hieroglyphic on the wall, but it's in a cylinder, okay? And it's of a guy riding on a camel in the area. It's from that area. Guess what the date is? 1800 BC. So wait. See, this is the stuff that it drives me bonkers. So in 1800 BC, they have a picture of a camel and a guy, but these guys are going, there were no camels there from 1,000 earlier than 1,000 BC. Although 800 years ago, there's a picture. It's like, where do you guys get this stuff? And then it turns out that the dudes that published the paper are two scientists who are looking for money and wanted to help with the controversy. It's like, come on. There's a picture 800 years earlier of a camel, but they're going, well, there were no camels there. It's like your brain goes, what? So anyway, in Big Bang, they referenced it. They referenced it, the camels not being there as fact. and that was incorrect. Now, that doesn't offend you very much, does it? That's not that big a deal. And then the thing about the mythology, look at, everybody continually tries to disprove the Bible, even though it's the single most popular piece of literature known to mankind. The reason that they want to reject God and his word is they don't want to be accountable. So they think if we just call it a myth, we won't have to deal with it. That's awesome until you die. And then you have to do so. It makes them feel better about their sin. And, you know, it's like, dude, if God can create the universe, he can write a book. Okay, so let's just get over it. So they made these two comments, the mythology comment and the camel comment, so I decided to call them out. On the other hand, you know what Sheldon said? Sheldon said of his mom's sexual activity outside of marriage, that doesn't please the Lord. So, got to give him props. He was making a first-person reference and said, that doesn't please the Lord. I thought that part was good. Here's the big thing, and I just want to say this. What do I got, like a minute or am I over? Because I didn't get a one. Okay. You notice I didn't get a one. Okay. Here's the thing. You can watch whatever you want to watch. You just have to watch with a careful eye. You can watch, I mean, you can't watch fornication. You can't watch adultery. You can't watch sexual activities like that. But you can watch a comedy on television if it's not going to affect your faith and you're fine. But you got to differentiate. You can't sit there and watch a comedy on television and take that like it's the Gospel of Matthew. Okay? It's not. It's a comedy on television. You're watching that because you choose to. You're watching the different elements because you choose to. You don't have to let those things dictate your faith or affect your faith. Those people are not believers. Every once in a while, they produce good stuff. Most of the time, eh, it's okay. Don't let stuff like that bother you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got news stories that are going to make your ears fall off your head.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
Hi, I'm Julie Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary with great news. Southern California Seminary is participating in KPRZ's half-price tuition. This means that if you are a new student, your tuition is half-price. There are a limited number of KPRZ half-price tuitions available, so call today. We offer a Master of Arts in Marriage and Family Therapy and a Doctorate of Psychology. Our staff includes experienced clinicians with doctorate degrees, and our graduates are working throughout California, other states, and other countries. If you feel called to be a counselor, call us today at 888-389-7244. Our graduates are placed in locations people go to find help with life struggles. We are committed to help you become an effective counselor to individuals and families. Call us today at 888-389-7244, 888-389-7244, or visit us online at socalsem.edu.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
After his resurrection, Jesus gave his disciples their mission: go into all the world and preach the gospel. But what about his 21st century disciples? Welcome to your world. 7 continents, 195 countries, 7 billion people speaking 7,000 languages, all needing grace, mercy, and salvation. We're Whitefields Ministries. We train and support Indigenous pastors to start churches among people they know and who know them. Our pastors are now in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. We'd like to share their stories with you. On Saturday, April 5, you'll enjoy inspiring music from renowned marimbas Tatsuo Sasaki and friends. We'll share our pastors' church planting efforts and how you can partner with them to spread the gospel. A free will offering will be taken and brunch is complimentary, but you must RSVP in advance. Visit whitefields.org to RSVP today. Whitefields.org. On April 5, you'll discover no pastor should be a stranger.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm hoping that Big Bang Theory little review didn't hurt your feelings there, Robo Producer. It didn't seem like it was too brutal. It just seemed like minor things, but things that you got to point out when they happen.
Stuff that, you know, if I were to actually see it, I didn't see the last episode, I'd probably shake my head, and then I would probably just move on and just, you know, hope it doesn't pop up again.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the big controversies that's going on in the church right now is like with the Noah thing. Okay, so let's use that as a good example. Not you, the Noah, the movie. There's disclaimers that are taking place, and I've said this before, and some people got offended. And you know what happened when they got offended? I had Butterfingers.
Nice way to cope.
Yeah, it wasn't really a coping mechanism. It was like I just wanted a Butterfinger.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the dealios on the old movios is thisios. The Noah movie, they made a disclaimer. Hey, we're trying to be kind of accurate to the idea of Noah, but this is not a biblical account. It's not trying to interpret scripture. We're not taking Genesis 6, 7, and 8 and talking about it from that point of view. We're simply doing a movie based on the concept of Noah, and the guy builds a boat, and the flood comes, and the people are, you know, contrary, and blah, blah. It's like, okay. As long as you have a disclaimer, okay. And see, here's the problem for a lot of Christians, and I'm just going to say it, and people are going to get mad again, and my response will be, well, I'll have another Butterfingers. Why? Because I'm coping. No, because Butterfingers are good. That's why. Here's the bottom line. I don't care if they do a movie and Noah comes in off a sled if they have a disclaimer, because the disclaimer is their way of saying, we are not making a claim against Holy Writ. And I'm like, okay. Okay, fine. Whether I read it in Hebrew or whether I read it in Greek or whether I read it in English or if I read it in Yiddish or whatever. If somebody is going to make a claim against Holy Writ, against Scripture, and this is the thing that drives me nuts about the movie that all the evangelicals support, And it's hardly ever accurate. I don't know why people think things are accurate. The only movie that's 100% accurate from top to bottom was the movie Jesus, which used the Gospel of Luke as the script. Now, that is how you get accurate, okay? Everything else is interpretive. And you're like, well, no, the Passion was exactly... No, the Passion was not. There were 17 biblical mistakes in the first 11 minutes. Do you really want to get into that debate? Was the movie great? It was great. It was a great movie. It was really moving. It was really touching and challenging. Was it perfectly biblical? No. Not if you're an evangelical Christian, it wasn't. So then they come out with this movie, Noah, and they go, look, we're not saying this is the biblical account. We're saying it's connected because we're using the name Noah, which is pretty much the majority of the connection. And then cool special effects. Okay, I'm game for that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Here's the bottom line. For those that don't know, Noah means rest. Anyway, so for those that are unaware, I mean, the name means the name. But they're doing a movie. They put a disclaimer. Do I have a problem with that? Nope. Am I going to see the movie? You bet. Why? Why see all movies that have cool special effects? Now, then the wife works on me, and then I have to try and see all movies that have cool special chick effects. It's like, oh, they love each other. Ooh. You know, that's a little different than being transported from one ship to a planet. But, you know, I'm working on it.
I know which one's more exciting.
Well, yeah. But you see, so the key there is I'm happily married. So even on the air, boy, I love those movies. Anyway, so the bottom line is I could see the movie because it's a disclaimer. And it's just like talking about Big Bang. This is a social issue that I think gets by a lot of Christians. If you watch television, I've met two Christians out of 20,000 out of a 35-year journey that have never watched TV. I mean, two. And I don't want to comment to, you know, but just remember that the monks, when they do nothing, are making Frangelica. Okay, just for those that don't know, that's a hazelnut liqueur. Anyway, so the bottom line to that understanding is you make those decisions, you make those choices. Some people like to watch reality shows. Well, that's not scripted. It's a reality show. Did you ever watch some of these reality shows? They're so scripted, it's pathetic. But if it's a sense of entertainment and it's not contrary to the gospel and it's not offending your sense of consciousness and you're able to watch it and enjoy it, great. Great. As long as you recognize it, what it is for what it is. It's a show. It's entertainment. I mean, even Davy and Goliath in the claymation years of the 1950s, hello, Davy. Remember the old Davy and Goliath? Even that's fictitious, folks. It didn't really happen that way. I mean, Davy and Goliath wasn't real. It's claymation. That's no more or less phony than a different show that you might watch. But now there are some shows that are more spiritual in nature and more connected to the Lord, I think, than others are. A movie or a show like Touched by an Angel did 10 years. Was it perfect theology? No. Did it encourage a relationship with God? Yes. Okay. Well, that's better. I mean, that's better than ones that oppose it. And it's you have to make that judgment call. You have to make that decision. I mean, the Bible talks about the man is blessed who does not condemn himself in the things which he allows. So are you allowing something and then condemning yourself? Then don't allow that. Don't do that. But if you allow something, I mean, you have to understand there's an element where you're going, okay, I'm watching this. And it's not just that. It's any show. I mean, it's a game show. If you think that you're watching, when you were watching Bob Barker, and Bob Barker was, oh, it's a Christian show because it's Bob Barker and he's for animals, you've lost your mind. I mean, that's ridiculous. Or if you think that, let's make a deal. That's Monty Hall. Hey, you know how Monty Hall got his name? You know what a Monty is in a carnival? It's when you fool people. It's like, that's what you're going to base it off of? No. But then again, we used to Mission Impossible, the original Mission Impossible series with Peter Graves. How much? That was fun to watch. Get Smart. That was goofy to watch. What's wrong? It's fine entertainment. I don't think
Knight Rider.
That was a cool car, though. That's kind of different because then you wanted the car. Actually, you wanted a car that would just talk to you. You get in the car would go, hey, what's happening?
Between Kit and the DeLorean and Back to the Future, those were the two cars I was going to split throughout the week.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. But I'm going to tell you, if you allow it and it's okay for you, okay, great. And if you're all upset about it, then don't watch it. You know?
No one's forcing you.
That's the key. It's understanding that differential. It's understanding this, and we've talked about it before, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity. So let's say you're one of those people that are like, hey, I like football. Congratulations. Hey, guess what, folks? I like hockey. Oh, hockey, that's too violent. That's anti-Christian sport. Don't watch it. You're not helping my Red Wings anyway.
They're losing anyhow. Even naming my dog did not help me this way. So I'm hurting here. But the point is, I enjoy it. I like the sport. I grew up with it. It was something my dad and I connected with. Something we played on the lake we lived by for years and years. Hey, that's part of my life. And the Lord's not, ooh, I'm so concerned about you, Dave. I think it was much more concerned about me robbing houses. That was a bigger deal than liking hockey. I'm going to go with that one.
If anything, the hockey was keeping you from robbing more houses.
The hockey was making me realize I'm not as indestructible as I thought, which then, of course, led me to a sense of humility, which then, of course, eventually led me to me going to the Lord, please save me. Anyway, so I just want you to stand fast in your liberty, but don't use your liberty as an excuse. That's what you got to do. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself in the things which he allows. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here in KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I do have another piece of news.
Good spoons full of diamonds.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. As Jesus once said, I come to serve, not to be served. That's been my motto for over 35 years. Our number one priority should be the safest place we can put our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or just money we want to keep from losing. Think about this. Gold can go backwards, silver, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, but not my indexed annuity. The safest place historically to put money? Insurance companies. You can't lose any principal or growth due to stock market decline. Get like stock market growth without the risk. And now, currently, earn over 11%. First year, guaranteed only. What other product does all that without the risk? Call me at 1-800-553-6247. No one in this country has ever lost a penny due to stock market decline. No commission you pay me, and no annual fees. Why do you think I've been on the radio so long? My product does what it says, and I do what I say. Protect what you've earned and worked hard for. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, Mark Larson here from my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. Family and friends come over, the loved ones are there, and you realize that, man, we need a bigger, more modern kitchen, or maybe more room. Maybe you want to add a family room or a bonus room. Here's what you do. You call my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. Tremendous family-owned company, focused on you and your needs and sensitive to your budget. They can really improve your home, improving the kitchen, your bath, maybe it's a total home makeover. Whatever you need to do, they can do it for you with a comprehensive design build process. They have the integrity, they have the workmanship. The proof is in the kind of work that they do. In fact, they've been voted best kitchen remodeler 4 years in a row by the Union Tribune Best List poll. 888-301-7815 is the number to call for Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. You know what they say on TV.
Pause today, okay?
Are you hurting, anxious, depressed, angry, or stuck in a rut? Are you experiencing troubled relationships, overwhelming stress, or other life problems? Then I recommend my friends at Family Focus Christian Counseling. One of their professional Christian counselors will help you meet life's challenges through God's Word and sound psychological principles. They serve children, teens, adults throughout the life cycle, and couples and families too. For 15 years, Family Focus Christian Counseling has helped thousands of marriages heal. Whether you're newlyweds struggling to make a life together, longtime marrieds trying to recapture the joy and love, or somewhere in between, there is hope for your relationship. Family Focus Christian Counseling is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry offering affordable fees on a sliding scale. Their mission is to serve God by serving others. Start moving toward healing and hope. Go to familyfocuscounseling.org. Familyfocuscounseling.org. Move forward today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Yeah.
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer. He's a
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, where we never know when we're on the air. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us,
Dave,
here.
Dave, you're on the air.
Am I on the air? Hello? Knock, knock. Is this live? I'm just kidding.
Who's there?
You know what I like? I like that LeBron James commercial Remember the LeBron James commercial the first year he was in the NBA? Very first year. So they show him, it's the first year, and they already know, he kind of knew, oh, this guy's like a superstar, and they know he was going to be a superstar. So they did this big commercial, and they give him the ball, and it's this first dribble down the court, and then it's either a Gatorade or a Nike commercial, and then he grabs the ball and everybody's looking at him and everybody's kind of getting all, and he stops like he's really nervous, right? Because everybody's looking at him, and then he waits about a half a second. Then he goes, I'm just kidding. Now from there to 10 years later, not too shabby, right? Not too shabby. It was a good call.
He's doing okay.
Yeah. He's not doing too shabby. I mean,
also financially, he's skating by, but he'll live.
Well, I don't think he's overly concerned about, rent like I am. Is it me? Am I like the only talk show guy in San Diego or in Texas or in any of those places where I go, it's the 28th, it's the 29th, oh no.
No, you got Ron on the LeBron bandwagon, and I'm not on that bandwagon either.
Well, he's definitely a phenom. There's no question he's one of the
best. Not better than Michael Jordan.
Well, I agree with that. There's nobody better than Michael Jordan. I don't care what anybody says. There's nobody better than Michael. Remember that one picture? So LeBron has a ring, and then he's got the MVPs, right? He's got all these things. And then Kobe's got more, and he's showing up. And then Michael's picture. Michael's picture has got like 65 trophies.
I just went watching Ohio State Ron go from an ultimate high to an ultimate low. He's cringing in the corner.
I will say this, and we don't talk about this very much, but here was the thing about Michael Jordan that nobody can ever take away. Here's a guy that wins three straight, and then what does he do? He goes to play baseball. Now, is he good at baseball? No.
No.
He's not good at baseball. So what does he do? He comes back and wins three straight again. It's like you're just like going, who does that? Who
Michael goes, Jordan.
That didn't work out really good with the bat. That didn't work out really good with the bat. So Michael won 6 championships. The only team that could beat him, by the way, that really beat him up were the Pistons. They were the only team that could beat him.
Maybe Michael Jordan should try hockey.
See, now that makes me think of the Bo commercial. Remember Bo Jackson? When Bo does all the things, and then he shows, and Bo knows baseball, Bo knows football, Bo knows basketball, and then they show him on hockey, and then Gretzky comes up, and he goes, no, he doesn't. He doesn't know hockey.
Great.
That was so funny. He doesn't know hockey. He doesn't know anything.
This just in from Ohio State Ron. LeBron can indeed skate.
How does he know LeBron can skate? How many times have you seen him
LeBron
on hockey?
LeBron are good friends.
Okay. All right. Listen, if you can take a hit from an enforcer and get up, that's impressive. Because, see, in basketball, you know what they do is if you push somebody with your finger, they go, ow, foul, mammy. But in hockey, if you knock a tooth out, they go, welcome to the league. It's like a little different. I don't know. Could be me.
Baseball.
What? Well, it's more physical than baseball. That's all I'm saying. I mean, hockey, see, here's the only sport that incorporates fighting into the sport. You can't argue that. It's not boxing. They just fighting, 5-minute foul. It's like, what is this, like a regular? Yes. They have a box with a seat that says, try to be less violent. It's like, wow. That's kind of funny if you think about it. The ultimate gladiator. Hey, by the way, I came across this article. Tell me what you got. Just 2 minutes, so I want to talk about this. This was a classic. You know how everybody's talking about global, everything's global warming. Everything's global warming. It's all global warming. I came across this article. Now, far be it from me to make fun of the press, because I don't do that. I'm a nice Jewish Christian boy. My mommy taught me well. Hit them right between the eyes, and if they're still standing, hit them again. That's what my mom taught me. Anyway, tell me how great this is. Tell me how great this story is. This is a story from Deb Feyerick from CNN. Ready? Now, this is it. This is a while ago, but I when I read it, I laughed so hard I thought I'd have to share it with the audience. Bill Nye the Science Guy. You ever heard of Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's been in all these debates and so on and so forth. But he's on television a lot, so on and so forth. Well, CNN's Deb Feyerick interviewed Bill Nye the Science Guy, and they were talking about an asteroid. Listen to this. They were talking about an asteroid in outer space. And the asteroid was coming close to the Earth. It's coming close to the Earth. So whenever you have a big rock that's thousands and thousands of feet big, and it's coming towards the Earth, it's definitely a worthwhile story because there's something that's coming from outer space, and if the Lord decides the time's up, we're over, we're done, that rock hits, it's like, boy, you can see the understand the world's going up in flames like it talks about in 1 and 2 Peter. But here's the thing. So this gal is talking and to Bill Nye the Science Guy, and we're going to close with this. She's talking to Bill Nye the Science Guy. And she asks him this. Remember we said they're blaming everything for global warming? Listen to this. Tell me what you think of this, Robo Producer. She asked if the meteor from outer space was just yet more proof that global warming was destroying the Earth. And to his credit, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, just looked at her with a blank stare like, what? See, because what's going on here in our atmosphere does not affect space. That's why it's called outer space. So a
not
rock,
within our realm, outer, out there.
So she wants to know if people driving cars is making that rock come. Is that bringing that rock here?
Because SUVs and asteroid just have there's a great magnetic pull.
That's what it is. That coming from global warming, yes, that meteor that came from Jupiter.
Hey, honey, take your foot off the gas. You're attracting asteroids.
You're just going to have to shut down all the cows, folks. That's all we can do. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Why are we making so much fun on a Monday? Because usually they're boring. That's why.
Friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.